Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Cameron Crockett joins for now. Morning, Cam.
G'day, Crocky. How are you?
I'm good. Now, look, when you nommed Meraki Miss here, I thought he's just gone fire with a shotgun, not a rifle. You whacked her in three races today. You just obviously decided on the one, the fourth.
Yeah, it was good because she was emergency in the 1200 later in the day, and the 66 was really a wide barrier. So I was leaning to get the class three the whole time. And then when those other variables come up, they all fell into her favour. So I was happy with that.
So it's worked out well for you. Pretty smart and been knocking on the door. These preps has had a win in 2 seconds out of the four.
Yeah, she's a nice mare. Pleasure to have her around the stable. Really enjoy training her. She does everything right. And, yeah, she's a pleasure to have her around. She eats and she works and she comes home and does everything good. Probably a little bit not unlucky last start, but she just missed the bob. And she sort of, that was a step up in grade. It's a step up in grade again today. But other than that, one bad run at Warwick Farm, which I put down to the track and a couple of other little things, she probably shouldn't have won her place, but she should have run a lot better that day. She's had a pretty good record since she came.
Now, is 1,200 sort of put her up? Is her best go 1,000, 1,100?
Well, I actually think she's going to get out the 7 furlongs, but there's a couple of factors coming to play with her. She had a habit to over race a little bit before we got her, and I've kept her on the fresher side for this 1,000. So the 1,200 that was on the same day, we would have considered that, but it was a step up to 1,200 plus 60 kilos. So we stayed with the better draw at the 1,000, which I've sort of freshened her up for anyway. So I'm not too concerned about that. But I do think once the racing manners get a bit better, she gives me the impression she'll get up a little bit more in ground. But it could just be, I said it once before with her, it could just be a bit of repetition at the moment. And maybe in these races, it could be a touch short, where she can settle and hit the line, and eventually you can step her up in the ground. But, I mean, she's performing at these shorter distances anyway, so we'll have another crack at it today.
All right. Now, we must mention the service for your dad, Max, is on the 18th of December. There are some reports earlier, but it is the 18th at the Mudgee Racecourse.
Yeah, mate, that's right, 18th of December. We sort of, some people just reflect so long after he passed away, but Dad sort of, I mean, he's over the years, he's touched a lot of people's lives and he's been a mentor for a lot of people. And a lot of those people don't live around the Mudgee area. And a lot of people he had close relationships were a bit older too. So we thought, well, we give him a bit more time to plan for it. There's a lot of people that really want to come. And if we hadn't had the funeral service relatively quick, a lot of people that would have liked to have made it wouldn't have been able to come.
Well, I've got to say, on last Wednesday, we replayed the tribute the Chinwag I did with him, and the feedback was terrific. People loved it. And when I listened back to it, I thought he was on fire that day. He was just brilliant.
Yeah, he was, mate. He actually was, when he knew you were going to bring him and give him the Chinwag, it lifted his spirits a fair bit, because I think at that time he just got home from Owen Hospital and he wasn't too well, but it was all of those things like that that sort of kept him going towards the end. That's the great thing about racing, mate, and the racing community. The amount of people that have called us and the help that we've got through Racing Mates and Racing New South Wales has been extraordinary. A lot of people are quick to fire a bullet at Racing New South Wales and things when they bring up races and do all sorts of different things, but the things that they do behind the scenes, we couldn't thank them enough, really.
Now, Cameron, I spoke to you this morning. One of the funny aspects of this, your dad, Max, ran into so many people along the way, and I think this is beautiful. There have been blokes ringing up who've got heads on them like mallee roots. They're tough old bushies, and they've broken down, and they've cried their eyes out on the phone to you, mate.
Oh, mate, the amount of people, it's been unbelievable. Like, over the years, I've spoken to Dad about a lot of his mates, and I've never met a lot of them. Obviously, they were pretty hard blokes. They were horse breakers and things like that. And when they ring up on the phone, they give their condolences. A lot of them sort of have had to end the call a little bit early because they couldn't really sort of keep talking. So it's amazing, you know, when Dad was alive, you knew how many people sort of he mentored and things like that. But the thing that you didn't see, he would tell you that he taught someone and this and that, but what you didn't other people is how the impact that he's had on their lives. A lot of people who have made a living out of breaking in horses and doing all sorts of things, and they credit it all to Dad from what they learned with the time that they spent with him. And talking a big number of people, like not just one or two people, but there's a lot of people out there. And yeah, just the first couple of days was all sort of a whirlwind, the amount of calls that's starting to wind down a little bit now and sort of set in what's really happened. So anyway, we'll keep trudging along, and I'm sure there's going to be more people being up, but yeah, it's been great support from everyone.
Terrific, Campbell. Good luck today with Meraki Miss. And that's the 18th at Mudgee. And anyone at all who wants to go along can go and pay their respects to a wonderful man, your dad.
Thanks, guys.